The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
I can hear that door opening. I put oil on it last night so it wouldn't be too noisy when it opens. Because we really want you to know that what today is all about is it's Christmas Eve, and we're wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. Now, we're celebrating 10 years of recording on this station, and 2017 marks our 30th year in social concern radio. So you're listening to Waking Up in America, dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America, brought to you by Bragg, BRAGG.com, Happily200.com, The Koning Company, DrVal.com, and 42Action.org. Now, Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we are doing radio that is changing the world. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. So if you hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing as we call in from our homes and offices around the world to cause this program. Now, one of our guests today is in a man cave with a blanket over his head. So please understand, we're trying to give you the best radio we can for Christmas Eve here, but the deal is sometimes you just can't control the circumstances.
And that's now, what makes it real.
Yeah, that's what totally makes it real. This is real. Randy is in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Dr.
I Wallace, think we're the warmest place in the whole country right
not
now.
Not fair. Not fair.
I know.
Not
it's
fair. I'm freezing down here.
Absolutely beautiful.
He's in his man cave. I've got heaters on and blankets, and it's cold, and it's been pouring rain, and it's a cold rain. But here's the deal.
It chills
Randy,
to the bone. Yes.
I can't get your heat over here right now, but I do want people to know that when Jesus spoke in Aramaic in the Lord's Prayer, it means to go out into the world and get that which is yours. And I think that you and I should, and our guests should all go out and get ourselves a recording studio. That's what I've been thinking about, because here's the deal, folks. For those of you that are Dedar hounds and Zimbabwe folks, something very special is happening. Tier three has only 200 people left to go in it, and we're in tier four. And tier four means the order of which they cash in the bills, okay? And I'm going to guess by the middle or end of January, we'll be in the bank for the Zimbabwe currency, and you're going to need to talk to somebody about that, because that's very special stuff. It's meant for people to do great and good in the world, okay? And it's separate from how the dinar cashes. The dinar will be able, you'll be able to go to a bank, probably maybe even as early as the end of next week, and just take your currency to a bank and say, please cash this in, because Iraq is actually on the verge right now. It's already created its budget. It's already got its currency set inside of Iraq. And the moment they make that currency public and international, you will be able to go to the bank and cash it. And if you can hold on to it for a little while, until most of it's been cashed in. I know a lot of people are in desperate need, but for those of you who don't need to cash it all in, hold it for a little while longer, because after they've got most of the currency cashed, they'll actually raise the price on it. So this is a once in a, I don't even say a lifetime, I'm going to say this is once in a planetary history time that this action will happen, and the desire of this action is to actually rebalance the currencies of the world. So we've talked about it a lot in the past, and if you want to send me an email at ambassadorkirkgaard@gmail.com, I'll be happy to tell you more about that. Do you have any comments on that, Randy?
Well, I just would definitely love to see a lot of traffic there, and you're talking about this year, and you know this year is almost coming to an end. And I didn't love 2016. But I'm really looking forward to 2017, and I was reading something about people that that share the same birthday. I have a birthday coming up in about, what is it now, 4 days. So,
yeah, I know this would be good. I think it should cash on your birthday.
Wouldn't that be the greatest gift? Well, I was reading something. I never read horoscopes. That is not my thing. I don't do it. But there was something, you know, talking about 2017 and what the year would bring. And for people at my age, or I guess at this time of the year, it said that, you know, people my age are known to be practical, and 2017 is going to be a year of innovation and creativity. And here's what I'm most excited about. Love and romance are important in 2017,
yes,
and will be,
yes,
a good year for marriage.
Yes, so yes, I'm told, yes, we'll have to.
I'm excited about what that could mean. I'm,
yeah,
open. Bring it on. I'm very open.
Really, I love it. So I don't know if I gave you the other little detail. Tier 3 may be complete by Christmas Day.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
Well, keep us posted. We'll be on next week.
But here's what you need to know. This is also the year of the Jubilee, and that's biblical.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hebrew year started back in October. I think it was October 3rd or 4th, something like that. So that was the beginning of the year of Jubilee. And even though Mercury is in retrograde, you who never does your astrology, even though Mercury is in retrograde, there's still magnificence occurring. So this is going to be a great future, you guys. If this thing all works the way it's supposed to, there will be 220 million new millionaires in the world.
Yes!
So just the thought of it is buoyant. And by the time I think you should just about introduce our doctor in the man cave.
Well, I was going to ask, you know, Dr. Wallach, one of the most famous doctors in the entire world, and I think in the naturopathic industry, he probably is. I cannot think of one that I have ever admired more, or that has more of an incredible background and history. So please welcome to our show Dr. Wallach, and he is the one that is in the man cave just for you, the listeners, so that we can have the best sound possible on the show for you. He's author of many, many books, one of them that's been a bestseller even just in the last year, I think. It's called Epigenetics, yeah, and it's the death of the genetic theory of disease transmission. An incredible book. And I think I have just about every book. I think I might be missing one. And I have a son who's 17 years old. Dr. Wallach has met him. I'm so proud of him. He is actually studying to be a doctor of naturopath, as am I. I've been in the throes of it, and I'm actually over the Christmas holiday. I'm spending it alone this year, so I'm going to be studying hard. I'm just marathoning to try and get through the courses as quick as possible. And he's actually one of my my mentors. So
before
welcome to the show.
Before you introduce him, on last week's show, I told you that I had gotten the effects of the CRT 2000 with Dr. Sherilyn Lee, who's totally behind all of these products and thinks that Dr. Wallach is one of the most amazing men on earth, I believe is what she said. And what we're looking at here is Dr. Sherilyn Lee, as I mentioned last week, put me on an instrument called the CRT 2000, which diagnosed many things. And Dr. Wallach's product line and his experience and his generosity makes him, in my opinion, bigger than Santa Claus. So with that, Randy, please bring him on.
Dr. Wallach, welcome to our show. So glad to have you. I can't believe I've been with the show 5 years, and this is the first time that we've actually brought you on. And it was actually rather easy. I think we need to pick Christmas Eve every year because it was your schedule wasn't near as full and the whole world wasn't trying to get to you. So glad to have you. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Randy. Good morning, Dr. Val. And I appreciate your hospitality and super kind words. You're both very, very kind. And it's an honor and pleasure to be here with you communicating to your audience.
Very good.
Where would you like to start out?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you, the man
who
created young
women. The thing that makes me a little bit different is that my training began officially in 1958 in the School of Agriculture at the University of Missouri, and I was going to get a degree in agriculture and go back and be a scientific farmer. And my major was in animal husbandry and nutrition, and we learned how to maximize the genetic potential of animals for production of eggs and meat and milk per pound of feed, and to eliminate diseases, including all birth defects, by what nutrients we gave them. It was quite fascinating for a farm kid. 1958 was introduced to stem cells and all that kind of stuff in the School of Agriculture. And halfway through, my roommate, and I was wrestling for the University of Missouri, so had all the athletes in kind of a compound, and we had these facilities where all the athletes stayed. My roommate actually was going to apply for veterinary school. He said, "Why don't you come on with me?" I said, "Well, I didn't come here for veterinary school." "Come on anyway." So I, just in a lark, I went and applied for veterinary school and got accepted because I had good grades for the first 2 years. And so the last 2 years of agricultural school, I was entering my first 2 years of veterinary school. I was also, when I graduated agricultural school, I graduated as an officer and a gentleman in the ROTC through the University of Missouri. Missouri is an A&M college, agricultural and military. So we were required to take 2 years of military. I liked it. I took two more years and graduated. I got my degree in agriculture, and also I was commissioned as a first lieutenant in the U.S. Army, Fort Leonard Wood, 105s, 155 howitzers. Then the last 2 years when I was finishing up my veterinary degree, I also took graduate courses in pathology. When I graduated veterinary school in 1964, I also had a halfway through my PhD in pathology. Went to Iowa State University for the Iowa State pathology laboratory, diagnostic laboratory for the state, as well as taught pathology at the school, and continued my work on my PhD towards pathology. It was going to take me 2 years. After 1 year, Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show, who I'd worked for in summers at the St. Louis Zoo, asked me to go to Africa and work on the White Rhino Conservation Project. So I spent 2 years in South Africa and what is now Zimbabwe. It was Southern Rhodesia back then, so I know Zimbabwe very well. Spent 2 years there, and I can speak Zulu and Matabele and those kind of languages. And after 2 years there, I was prepared to stay in Africa forever. I was having a great time of my life. I'd caught 200 white rhino and a couple hundred elephant. And I sent the 200 white rhino back to the United States. And so if you see a white rhino in a zoo or wild animal park, it's either one that I caught or offsprings of the ones that I caught.
Wow.
And yeah. And that was a great thing. I was, like I say, a 24-year-old kid. I'm having the time of my life. And so it's one of those things where I just really, really, really was ready to stay there forever. And Perkins sent me another letter and said, "Look, I just got a grant from the National Institutes of Health, and I want you to come back and be the pathologist on the project." Because I had, as a graduate student in 1961, when I was 21 years old, I was a graduate student in pathology, and halfway through my veterinary school, I actually wrote the first paper on a mass die-off in America from pollution. All the chemistries, got all the statistics, went and investigated how it happened, got it published in peer-reviewed scientific journals. It was the first time a pollution article had been published like that. Over 500 died in that event, and so I was a kid, 21 years old, figured it out. And I gave Perkins a copy of the paper, and he fashioned his grant application on that contents of that paper.
Wow.
And basically, what it was to do autopsies of animals that died in the big zoos in North America, Canada, United States, and Mexico, and people who live within a 10-mile radius of the zoo, so they're sharing the same air, the same water, and the same food sources, because during the 1960s, everybody believed that the Earth was going to end in 2 weeks from pollution, just like everybody believes today that the Earth's going to end in 2 weeks from global warming or climate change. And so Perkins wanted me to be the pathologist on the project, and I couldn't refuse that. Came back, and I worked on that for 10 years, did over 20,000 autopsies and 10 million chemistries, 10 million slides of special stains, 17,000 some change of over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 human beings. And the bottom line was pollution had nothing to do with deaths from natural causes or illnesses thought to be genetic or anything like that. All of these things, including birth defects, things like diabetes and heart disease and Alzheimer's disease, were all just nutritional deficiency disease, and they could be prevented and reversed with nutritional approaches. And that's what made me different. And so there was a 1,200-page book that came out of that, the 20,000 autopsies. That was my thesis for my, it was actually turned out to be a postdoctoral fellowship, which is kind of a cousin to a PhD in comparative pathology. And that 1,200-page book is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. There had never been a research project like that, and to have it all documented through biochemistry, x-rays, everything you think of was done on everybody, whether it was a hummingbird or a crocodile or an elephant or a human being. There had never been a project like that, 454 species involved.
Wow.
And so that kind of launched me into the career that I became. And I went on to University of Tennessee. I went on to Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, the Yerkes Primate Center in Atlanta, Georgia, working on monkeys were being sent into space and so forth. And I ran into the first case of non-human cystic fibrosis. And I did my due diligence and found out that it was actually just a nutritional deficiency during pregnancy or right after pregnancy, and it was preventable and reversible. It was not a genetic disease, like I thought. It was kind of a, what do you call it, a three-barrel disease. Now, every kid who has cystic fibrosis has a gluten intolerance, so they don't absorb nutrients very well. One of the nutrients they malabsorb is the one that prevents asthma, and so they will get a respiratory thing, which it goes along, and also the deficiency of that particular nutrient causes what doctors would call the genetic marker, which appeared in 17 other diseases that had nothing to do with cystic fibrosis. I tracked that all down, was able to give this nutrient in the genetic marker, the positive sweat test goes away, and that the changes in the pancreas and liver were caused by deficiency of a mineral deficiency. And so I pieced it all together, got prepared for publication, documented by chemistries and you name it. It was just probably one of the most complete things ever done on a disease thought to be genetic, which was really just a nutritional deficiency. Got prepared for publication, and Emory University and the Yerkes Primate Center fired me. They said, Wallach, you're too outrageous. Everybody knows cystic fibrosis is genetic as well. Treat me like a PhD student. Go ahead and challenge my reasoning, and I have my data here, and if my data satisfies the geneticists and experts in cystic fibrosis, we will change the lives of millions of kids all over the world. We'll be able to save them, and it's you know, worth a little bit of hassle here. They said, no, we'd be embarrassed to tears call together a committee like that. The University of Lapis, the Emory University of Lapis, out of school, so you're fired. And that's when, to make a long story short, they blackballed me. I couldn't get a job anywhere. My wife had died at the hands of a doctor. He was treating her for Hodgkin's disease, and she died as a result of miscommunications and his treatments. And as a result, I was a widower without a job and four kids. And so I applied applied to get into naturopathic college at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon. Got accepted, taught nutrition and biochemistry there while I was teaching. Got my coursework done and got a degree in naturopathic medicine and actually licensed since 1982. And since then, have treated millions and millions of people all over the world. So that's the short version of the story.
Oh, my goodness.
That is quite the story.
I jotted some notes down while you were talking. Didn't that amount of autopsies that you created run somewhere around 20,000 by the time you included people and animals?
Oh, yes, it was 20,000 autopsies in one project, and all the others since then, I've done about 38,000 autopsies, including 8,000 humans.
So he knows what he's talking about, folks. I want you to get. He has really been.
Well, I know humans from the inside and out, that's for sure.
So I do want to let you know that at 7:27, I'm going to give credit to some of the people that have helped create that program, and then we'll be back in the second part with the products that you developed and the usage of them, and I even have it from an insider that he'll tell you how to get products for free. I think the elements that bother the elderly the most would be joints, eyes, and weight, and perhaps diabetes. Well, we'll talk about that in the second part of the program. Right now,
I also want to mention his book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. How many copies has that sold?
I thought you weren't supposed to do that, remember?
It's made it all around the world. How many copies is it at right now?
Well, it's over 10 million copies sold. It's still going out the door in thousands a month. And
wow.
It's one of those iconic books.
It is, and it's an incredible book. Where can people find your books?
They can go to DR. Am I supposed to say that? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm being very careful because I don't want to. People listen to what we're saying, and there's certain things that you can and can't say. I know you can go to Amazon. Where would you like to send them?
Well, you can get it from Amazon. You can go to drjwallet.com, which gets you all of my books and CDs and DVDs, drjwallet.com.
That's wonderful. So what we want to do right now is just quickly thank the people that have been here and that have actually helped kept Waking Up in America. This, as I said earlier, is our 30th year. So we want to thank...
That's phenomenal.
Patricia and Paul Bragg's apple cider
yes.
vinegar, which is the drink of Waking Up in America. And it's not vinegar. You're not drinking vinegar. You're actually drinking a vinegar product, and that's a really healthy thing to be doing. And also you can ask for a picture of... there's a picture of Jesus Christ that's been in her family for like seven generations, and she passes out walking on water cards to people, so that they can know that we're more powerful than we think. And I'm sure that Dr. Wallach is going to address something like that after the break. We also have Protandin. We love our happy dreams, and we love that it fights inflammation. Sinus problems. One of my little companies is the Koning Company, and it clears your eustachian tubes. And remarkable things happen with that because we just have so much pollution in the air. We have Randy Shannon's 42action.org, which is clearing up political pollution very nicely. And I think you're going to move into health, aren't you, too, Randy?
Very much into health. In fact, we're revamping randyshannon.com because something I've not told you yet. I'm coming out in a book, Val.
I know you have. Well, you Merry Christmas.
I'll get into it later. The
okay,
other stuff's more
good.
Important today.
So we want you to follow the links on the website and educate yourself on what's possible. That's a comment for Randy, but you can also check out the other sites. And pick up some El Pinto salsa at Ralph's and visit El Pinto Restaurant in Albuquerque. It's run by those amazing twins, Jim and John. The restaurant is a destination restaurant, and it's been there for, I think, over 50 years. We have a marketing program with Raw, and it's Marketing with the Stars. We have the Galactic Federation. The monthly calls are just amazing. About Sheldon has actually been on board a spaceship, and he'll tell you what that's about. The lectures are clear and concise. You can find all of these things referenced on the website. I just want you to have a little depth in them so you know why you should be looking at them. Happily 200 is the possibility of living to be 200 years old, and that's a .com. And what happens if you accept that possibility, instead of phasing yourself out because you're a certain age, you go, oh, my God, if you get it, you get that by the time you normally die, you've been drugged, you've been misfed, you've been all kinds of things. And if you get that you could live to be 200 years old or more, we're not expecting you to necessarily do that. What we're expecting you to do is go to the website and see the possibility of how your life changes. When you accept that possibility, you have more time, you start to go in for repairs. I remember telling a seminar leader, an Australian seminar leader, very funny. She goes, "Oh my God, Val, I have to go to the gym." It's just all kinds of things happen when you embrace that possibility, because we're literally programmed in this culture to be gone. If you live to be 100, you're considered really lucky. Well, that isn't even the half of it. You've got much more good things in store with you, especially with the reset that's going to be happening. You'll have the ability to do the things you've needed and wanted to do. So we have drvalerie.com, where I actually do epigenetic clearing, and Doctor is all spelled out, and Valerie is VALERIE.com. And for your essential minerals and products, you have Youngevity. So check out Youngevity. All the links are on the website. I think I've actually got a temporary webmaster. It's been driving me nuts because the website the shows are all available to you, but if you go into the live section of the website, it takes you over to the radio station. All the shows are there, but I have been very unlucky when it comes to a webmaster that sticks around. So if you want the job, you can also call me at 310-455-8623. And I have a commitment to get a committed webmaster by the end of this year to start off 2017 the way I want it to be. Now, the tip of the day is find a way to be of service to your neighborhood and your community. It's really fun. I actually do a good deed every day, and I have my cell phone set for 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so that it gives me an alarm if I haven't done my good deed of the day. And what I've been doing this week, Randy, and I know you do stuff too, I've been going around with a little Santa hat on helping people. So what have you been up
to? That's cute. Well, I have been running basically some motivational calls, and I'm working it into actually writing another book. But what I was doing behind the scenes is I contributed 6 pages of some really neat content that I think is going to help a lot of people in a book that's coming out called America's Star Entrepreneurs. And it looks like it will launch in January. So I've been working on that behind the scenes. So.
Well, congratulations. Well, we got to bring you
back.
We've got to give, right towards the end of the show, Dr. Wallace, Mike will say, Mike, are you listening? Are you listening? I want you to give me a 2-minute warning.
He might still be on regular commercial.
I know, he may be on another show. So anyway, I'm going to have you give your information now, Dr. Wallace, before then, because I don't want to risk the information being cut off that you have for people.
Sure.
But what I'm looking at here is that, as I say, at my age and my friends are anywhere between 35 and 70 or 80. But what starts to happen for them, and I have always said it's a matter of nutrition. I didn't know that birth defects, I thought they could slice them out out of the gene, like cleft palate and things like that. Are you saying that's all nutritional too?
Yes, Dr. Valerie, every birth defect you can name and 10 times that many can't are all nutritional deficiencies of the embryo. There's some surprising things in there. In fact, the cover story on this month's National Geographic is gender confusion. And, of course, when the sperm fertilizes the egg, you're instantly an XX female or an XY male genetically, and you'll get the equipment if you have a significant amount of nutrition at that point, you'll get the right equipment for XX female and XY male. But it takes about 3 to 7 weeks after that to determine who you're going to chase for sex and who you're going to allow to chase you for sex, because it occurs during the development of the preoptic hypothalamus of the brain.
Huh.
And so you could be a perfect XX female genetically and have all the equipment between your legs and your ovaries and uterus and so forth. And yet be a transgender or be a lesbian or be an asexual person, which, you know, like a spinster, which is all part of this range, which they've historically left out. I was glad to see that they did put agender people into this article in the National Geographic this month, because I've been yelling about that for 50 years. You know, the spinsters in the family would take care of everybody else's kids and clean their house and do great things and canning food in the fall. But they're never interested in boys or girls. Of course, we have spinster males, too, Crazy Uncle Frank, all he wants to do is rotate your tires and work on your car. Not interested in girls and so forth. But he has all the equipment of a boy, and in a locker room he would not be looked at because he's a man, right? And so, but this is all preventable with what we call preconception nutrition. This happened in livestock. Of course, it was a real financial burden for farmers to have, say, really award-winning and very expensive horses or cattle or dogs, and then the babies would be born a transgender or something like that. And so that didn't work out very well, and so they had to figure out how to prevent it. And it all comes down to the, what we call the 90 essential nutrients for 6 months prior to conception. So that's 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and all birth defects will be eliminated as long as you're absorbing. You have to be able to absorb. You are not what you eat, you are what you absorb. And so people have to be gluten-free, take the 90, and then all birth defects will go away.
Wow. Did you see The Danish Girl by any chance?
Who are you talking about?
With Eddie Redmayne.
You mean the movie? No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's very, 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 very interesting. Also, I worked at a social services agency in Hollywood where there were quite a few transgender people or people anticipating it. And one of the men that I met was the most feminine-looking, feminine-gesturing person that I have ever known. And then I saw the Danish woman, the Danish girl, and that was a early pre-op situation. And then he gets the operation, and then he feels like he's a woman for the first time. And you're saying all of this is generated. And I know for a fact when I was in Hollywood that there was 14% of the population, and it even includes snow geese, by the way, that were mated for life, and they were same sex.
Yes.
And all of this. And how does it how does it happen in animals too? The same thing.
Well, all vertebrates will get the same nutritional deficiency. They get the same dysfunctional things, whether it's cleft palate, whether an elephant or a snake, or an iguana or a turtle or a fish or a human being. All vertebrates, when they have a nutritional deficiency, get the same disease. Now, I was made aware of that doing this autopsy program with 20,000 autopsies. I'm getting crocodiles with type 2 diabetes. Now, how does a crocodile get a genetic disease of humans? That's because he ate a Baptist preacher in Africa, right, who had diabetes. No, it turns out that all vertebrates are susceptible to the same problems during pregnancy, during the the first trimester, and of course a adult crocodile, for instance, in a zoo that's being fed just fish fillets or 2-pound balls of hamburger instead of whole fish with the livers and the lungs and skin and everything else, they weren't getting these nutrients, and so they were getting type 2 diabetes. And that was a realization back in I think it was 1967 that the realization came upon me that all vertebrates, when they have the same deficiency, are going to get the same disease, either as an embryo or as an adult.
Huh.
And so that's the reason why my book is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, because of that one piece of information.
That is just absolutely amazing. So
what about, if I can jump in real quick, what about mental issues like narcissism? Is there what can help people with these mental issues, specifically narcissists?
You mean like
okay, well, all
I know someone who I mean we all know, but I just like there's somebody close to me that suffers from that greatly. What can they do?
Okay, all diseases of the brain, with the exception of like infectious disease where you have a bacterial meningitis, but all of these diseases such as narcissism, depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, PTSD, anxiety attacks, panic attacks, ADD, ADHD, autism, are due to nutritional deficiencies of the brain. Now, I actually was the featured speaker at the United Nations about 4 weeks ago to the Committee on Autism around the world. It was hosted by 12 nations, and they're in the process of inviting me back. That's the second time I spoke to the United Nations. First time I spoke on the autism issue. What happens is every time a third world country becomes a first world country, it moves on from tribal situation to cities and utilities and roads and motorized vehicles and computers and so forth. suddenly now autism takes over their entire child population. Mm. And so they called me in because I've been dealing with it since the 1970s, know how what causes it, how to prevent it, how to reverse it. I take kids who are 17 years old and nonverbal, and in 90 days are speaking, they're reading out of the Bible out loud in church and singing in the choir. And I can, if they're really undersized, and usually within a year I can get them to grow 14 inches and so forth. And so this is all well published. And so the United Nations had me, you know, as a featured speaker there about 4 weeks ago to this committee on autism in nations transitioning from third world to first world status.
I am so grateful to you. It's making me cry. It's like what seemed to be so many different things. Like I thought that autism was caused by shots.
That was actually a lie. That was actually a lie. In fact, the guy who came up with that theory on his deathbed, he made up that story because he was against vaccinations and he wanted to get young families having babies into the pool to help them spread the word to don't vaccinate. On his deathbed, he said it was a lie. There was never any data to show that vaccinations had anything to do with autism. In fact, it's a deficiency of a little class of nutrients and totally preventable, totally reversible, no matter how long they've had it. And that's the miracle here of nutrition. We all require certain things.
What about someone who's 58, Dr. Wallach, that suffers narcissism? Can they fix it?
Of course.
Really? Okay, perfect.
Absolutely.
I'm feeling so emotional about all of the things that you're saying because mm-hmm. I believe you. And I think
it's quite factual, and I speak with high energy on the subject because I've been doing this in human beings for 40 years. It's not like it's a new thing, but I've been doing it for 40 years, and I have at least a half a dozen books that cover these subjects. And I showed them how villages where they don't even speak English, can't read any language other than sort of symbolic, symbol type languages, sign languages and so forth. They can actually use my system to diagnose autism, ADD and ADHD. And I had it for Africans where we'd take a kid before they would eat a meal, let's say they're 5, 6 years old, tell them to draw a giraffe in their language. They would draw a perfect giraffe. And then they'd have breakfast. And an hour after they had breakfast, they'd tell them to draw a giraffe again. Well, the second giraffe, instead of looking like the perfect giraffe they drew before breakfast, an hour after breakfast when they drew a giraffe, the giraffe looked like a potato with horns.
Huh. Why?
Because the brain chemistry requires certain nutrients. And when you're eating nothing but bread and cereal and sugar and juices, which are sugar, there's no nutrition. You need 60 minerals. How many minerals are in a bowl of commercial cereal? Okay. How many minerals are in a glass full of apple juice? And so you have to, and there's a reason why this has happened. There's a very specific reason, which, you know, we can get into why it's all happened. I know the exact cause, and this is why I came up with certain products to make up for what we don't get in our food anymore.
Do you have anything? Like, I started taking one of those brain boosters. And I play a game called Lumosity, and I noticed my scores in Lumosity going straight up when I was in that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something comparable to that at Youngevity?
We do. We have what we call Synaptive, and then, of course, so we have what we call the secret sauce for brain metabolism, which makes the brain work better. The medical system, even yet today, when you look at medical texts on the physiology of the brain, they will say, the brain requires two things, oxygen and sugar. They don't realize your brain requires 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And any one of those individual nutrients missing will result in a spectrum of diseases. If you're missing 3, 4, or 5 of them, you can have a half a dozen different diseases which impact the brain function and physiology, efficiency, capacity, and so forth.
When I looked at your website, I saw a huge array of products, okay? But how do you know, do you have representatives that if you say I'm going through this, they say this would be the best one for you, or how does that work? Because I couldn't find any descriptions of what the products were known for.
Sure. We're trying to stay out of the clutches of the government by signing. Okay.
We joke
so
about it. They're listening in.
Well, what we do have is $100 billion worth of research at university level, from universities, all published, $100 billion worth, which show very clearly that all vertebrates, again, whether you're a snake or a turtle or a fish or a human or a flamingo or an elephant or a giraffe or a rat or a cow, dog, rat, hamster, all vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, to just have normal function of all the genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres, all the physiology, all the biochemistry going on require these 90 essential nutrients. If any one of those things is reduced in amount, say, below the optimal level, you're going to start getting some symptoms. If it's really seriously below the optimal level, you'll get a disease. For instance, one of the diseases is very simple diseases. We've known it's a deficiency of a single nutrient for 85 years. It's type 2 diabetes. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form. And I ran into the crocodiles with type 2 diabetes, and they ran into every species of animal you can think of with type 2 diabetes, and you give them all 90 essential nutrients with extra of that nutrient, it goes away within 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, that's amazing. What about cartilage? Which one of your products grows cartilage best?
Well, again, everybody needs the 90 essential nutrients as the base program, right?
Uh-huh.
And then we throw in what we call the secret sauce to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments,
yes,
tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, and bone matrix, bone cells. So anything from bone-to-bone arthritis to lupus is totally reversible. The body can repair itself. Lupus is a connective tissue disease, but it's certainly not a genetic thing or autoimmune. Lupus is just a simple nutritional deficiency. Remember, you are what you absorb. You're not what you eat. And so we maximize the absorption of people with arthritis and osteoporosis and joint problems, musculoskeletal problems, whether it's muscular dystrophy or lupus or rheumatoid arthritis has a little bit of an infection dealing with it, so you have to deal with the infection and the nutritional deficiency. But rheumatoid arthritis is easily reversed very quickly. I don't care if you've had it for 25 years, it's easily conquered and rebuilt. It's back to normal.
So if somebody calls up Youngevity, they can, mm-hmm, and they want to target a particular thing, for instance, like I think Alzheimer's is for sure, I've thought Alzheimer's for years is a deficient.
You're exactly. You get an A plus. It's actually a deficient disease was caused by doctors. It's a physician caused disease. They actually tried to sell a product, but they had to demonize what grandma was doing because grandma had been doing what 20 generations of her family had been doing, and she didn't want to change. And so they had to demonize what she was doing to sell this new product. And they demonized the thing that grandma's been doing for 20, 30, 40, 50 generations, which was they had to give up cholesterol and saturated fat. They had to give up buttercream, eggs, and lard so that Procter & Gamble could sell Crisco. And they weren't very, very successful at that. And so a guy by the name of Ansel Keys, who's a medical doctor, the head of the Department of Medicine at the University of Minnesota, was on the board of Procter & Gamble. He was also on the board of the American Heart Association. He brokered a deal by which Procter & Gamble gave the American Heart Association in 1952 $1.7 million, which is chump change today, but back then it was a lot of money, to demonize cholesterol and saturated fat so they could sell Crisco. And that's the short version of the story. And within a couple of years, they had low T, ED, menopause at age 35, adrenal exhaustion, and guess what? Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. Ansel Keys was the cover story on Time magazine 1961 as the savior of the American heart because he pointed out that cholesterol was the cause of coronary artery disease. But remember, that was 61. Well, in 1967, I'm finding coronary artery disease in wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains of Iran. How are they getting cholesterol?
Yeah, how are
I'm
they?
I'm finding, yeah, well, they're getting oxidized wheat germ oil and stored grain.
Huh.
What I tracked it down to, which was causing inflammation of the arteries, which caused the actual obstructive artery disease in the coronary arteries in these sheep. And got that published. And because it was so well documented through microscopic photographs and chemistries of the plaque in the arteries. And the plaque is not cholesterol. The plaque is just scar tissue. And that was in 1971 when I wrote those articles. And in 3 years ago, so that would have been 2013, 2-full-page article in the Wall Street Journal told the whole story of Crisco and demonizing cholesterol and saturated fats to sell Crisco. And then 2 years later, it was a cover story in Time magazine. The title was Eat Butter. It was a big story in Time magazine, Eat Butter, because that whole thing about demonizing cholesterol and saturated fat was, in fact, a sales campaign to sell Crisco.
Now, what was Crisco before? It wasn't called Crisco, and what did they use it for?
No, it was actually a synthetic smokeless diesel engine lubricant for German submarines.
And then they turned it into a food product, something that was...
Yeah, after the war, they turned it into a food product so they could sell it to everybody in the world. That was their goal,
terrific.
To have every person in the world use it. And so everybody
kind of rat...
could...
I was going to say, what kind of rat poison do we take in our food all the time, which is, you know, some of the sweeteners.
Yeah, exactly.
Basic is rat poison.
Well, just think of what the pharmaceutical company made off of ED and low T, Viagra and Cialis, and then Premarin, which is made from horse urine, to give women a estrogen source during the 50s when they were going through menopause. And the osteoporosis, which is really has nothing to do with, because men get osteoporosis too at the same age. It has nothing with estrogen deficiency. That was a big lie to sell Premarin.
I want to break in here because you had I don't want to run out of time. Is there a way people can get a hold of you?
drjwallach.com.
Okay, they're very good. And also you were talking about how do they get the products for nothing. You had said that was available.
You're a distributor, Val.
And
just
so
go to your link.
And I'm going to toss it over your way. Because you work your butt off for this.
Okay, well, yeah, you can give out your numbers for that one.
Call direct, 319-804-9163. 319-804-9163. And as you buy the products, that will actually help Val out in her fight with cancer. Dr. Wallach, you were just starting to go down the road about the Viagra and the Cialis,
well,
and I kind of wanted you to finish that
also,
point.
He can finish it, but I don't know when Mike's going to jump in.
It's one of the most profound times that I watched Dr. Wallach. First of all, if anyone gets a chance to go see him speak at any conference, not a pin drops in these rooms, because every word that comes out of his mouth is just amazingly incredible. I mean, it's mind-blowing, some of the things that he cannot even, there's no time to get into it on air. But when he talked about the Viagra and the Cialis, and he stood up on the stage, I remember him kind of taking both hands and pointing to his lower area, and he said, do you remember what you said, Dr. Wallach?
Yes.
I know what he said.
Say it.
Yeah, when you are on a statin drug to lower cholesterol, there ain't nobody home anymore.
And
here's why.
If you want your junk to work, if you want your junk to work,
10 to 12 eggs a day. You can eat 25 eggs a day. You take the 90 essential nutrients and you eat 10 to 12 eggs a day for 100 pounds of body weight.
Good Lord, you could eat two dozen eggs a day.
Yeah, and it was actually published in the New England Journal of Medicine, in the New England Journal of Medicine, 1991, it was published that guys in their 80s who are eating 25 eggs a day have the sex life of an 18-year-old.
Listen, I still want to know how people, our listeners, can get the products for free, the people that can't afford it.
Okay.
Now we've got your junk taken care of.
Okay, you do have to become an associate, which is a one-time fee of $25. I can find that much money in the parking lot on the ground when people take their keys out, and there's dollar bills here and quarters here. So nobody can't say they can't afford $25 once in their lifetime. That gets you into a part of the thing where I can legally pay you a paycheck. If you want to be just a customer, you can't get a paycheck. But if you become an associate, a one-time fee, in a 1,000 years, you never have to pay it again. With that $25 fee, become an associate. And if you get 3 people on the 90 essential nutrients every month, we will send you the base product, what we call the Healthy Start Pack, which is all 90 essential nutrients. We will send you a Healthy Start Pack for free every month for every 3 you sign up. If you sign up 6, you won't get 2 healthy 3 start packs. Also, if you begin to build a little bit of an organization, which Randy and Dr. Bell can show you how to do, as they begin to use products, they create a volume, and that allows you to get a check from Youngevity every month. So when you get your checks, your product then becomes free.
There you go.
Outstanding. I have one question for you, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not quite 5'1", and I'm 48 years old, and you mentioned somebody in the jungles that grew like 14 inches. Is there hope for me still?
No.
No, it's over?
not for height. Now, if you were 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, I could make you grow. But once
okay.
you're past, you know, the time, I could probably get you to grow a half inch or an inch by making your disc thicker in between your vertebrae and push the vertebrae apart, you know, maybe 3 to 5 millimeters between each vertebrae. I might be able to get you to grow a half inch to an inch.
How do you do
but
that?
But as far as growing 14 inches, you got to be a kid.
Right.
Got it.
How can we get her an inch? I mean, what would she have to take to get her inch?
Well, she would need the 90 essential nutrients. You know, the basic program we call the Healthy Start Pack, which has actually 245 nutrients in it, including all 90 essential nutrients. And then we have a secret sauce, which we call Immortalium, which is designed to stimulate stem cells to do their job. And every tissue, whether it's cartilage, your bones, a disc between the vertebrae, your liver, your brain, your eyes, heart, muscle, every tissue in the body has stem cells, but they require stuff to do their job. Again, the medical system falsely believes stem cells are autonomous, they do everything by themselves. But you can have the best carpenter in the world without wood and tools and shingles and drywall and nails and so forth. He can't do the job. Even though he's the best carpenter in the world, he still needs tools and raw materials. Same way, you can have the best genes in the world, but if you don't have the tools for the genes to do the work, there's nothing happening. So you do need these 90 essential nutrients plus the secret sauce to stimulate the stem cells. And, of course, we've seen so many miracles. And, of course, we have the documentation, $100 billion worth of research that shows these diseases, long thought to be genetically transmitted, are just really nutritional deficiencies. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. It's just a simple nutritional deficiency of the brain. And, again, I can get into that later. It's a little bit of a story. But why are these third world countries winding up with autism and Alzheimer's disease within a year or two after they become a first world country? Why are we having all these birth defects in third world countries to become first world countries? Well, again, that's a specific nutritional deficiency, which we can get into when we have 5 minutes.
How much do we have? Oh, so we need to start wrapping up. What's your last sentence for today, Dr. Wallach? And also, you
know, the last sentence is electricity is what's killing us. Electricity took away our raw materials that everybody gets when you're a third world entity, because the universal fuel is wood. Everybody puts wood ashes into their gardens for fertilizer. Well, it turns out that wood ashes are not ashes. They're 99.9% minerals that the tree has sucked up out of the ground. We throw these plant minerals, a.k.a. wood ashes, into the garden for fertilizer. The pumpkins and tomatoes and carrots and all the corn and peas and beans suck all these minerals up. People eat them. They got their minerals in that fashion.
Yeah, we...
And now we have electricity, no more wood ashes, no more minerals.
We have to wrap it up now. Randy, one last sentence.
Just thank you, Dr. Wallach. Please, we'd love to have you back. Maybe even next week we can carry him over on the 31st if he's available. So
yeah,
God bless everybody. Merry Christmas and enjoy
Merry
it.
Christmas,
we'll see
everybody.
You on the 31st.
Just have fun, you guys. It's going to be a great year. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, ConyCompany.com, Happily200.com, HeavenIncorporated.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dr. Joel Wallach, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Agent X, Terry Cole Whitaker, David R., descendant of King David, 42action.org, Edward F. Group III, Shalene Nightingale, and drvalerie.com, and doctor is all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your great work. Big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, our producer, Ryan Treasure, and Randy Jackman, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, and our research director, Ron Hayes. to John Young, a Totally Gospel. Big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. Big thanks to our webmaster, Richard Morrison. Merci beaucoup to Bent Magen for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3. Next week, invite a friend to listen.
KKOB's
be kind to yourself,
talk
be kind
partner.
To someone else today. Happy Christmas. Merry New Year. 2017 rocks.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.